Hey guys, it's Zara at the mic, and welcome to the 7th episode of Global Groove, the show where politics gets spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find on your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, go check out my other podcasts explaining everything that happened in Mozambique leading up to the elections and protests. For the others who have already listened to them, welcome back. Glad you're here. All you have to do is just buckle up and enjoy the ride. Today, we're diving into a pretty game-changing topic, Venancio Mondlane's 100-day plan. If you've kept an eye on the political scene, you know that Mondlane is making some big waves with his proposal for parallel governance. And trust me, you don't want to miss hearing about this. Let me just say, when I first read through his list of measures, I was like, yeah, this is what leadership looks like. Mondlane is not holding back. He's demanding bold changes to address the social, economic, and political issues that are affecting everyday Mozambicans. And you can tell he's speaking directly to the people. His plan is about real action, not just words. All right, so let's get into it. First off, his very first measure, ending violence against the population. This one's big. Mondlane is calling out the violence that's been happening across the country. Murders, kidnapping, abductions, and calling it what it is, a silent genocide. His message is clear. It needs to stop. And not only that, he's demanding accountability from the governance for these acts. I mean, think about it. He's demanding the immediate end to these human rights violations. That's serious, but it's a necessary step, don't you think? Then, there's the release of political prisoners. Around 4,000 people detained during protests, without trial or proper legal process, are now being called to be released. Mondlane doesn't think they should have to wait for amnesty laws. He's saying no conviction, no reason to hold them. And that's a strong statement. It's about justice for the people who've been caught in the crossfire of protests, many of whom were just exercising their right to speak out. Next up, how about some free healthcare for victims of violence? Mondlane is pushing for anyone who's been injured by government forces to receive free medical treatment at public hospitals. That's huge. It's a clear statement that the people's well-being comes first, no matter what. And here's one that speaks to basic needs. Free drinking water for all Mozambicans during the first 100 days. I mean, let's face it, water is a basic human right. So the idea of providing free water to the population, especially with all the economic hardship going around, is something that really stands out in Mondlane's plan. Now, Mondlane doesn't just want to stop violence or provide basic necessities. He's also addressing long-term issues, reducing the price of cement, for instance, to help people build homes and businesses without breaking the bank. As an example to explain why this is so important, the cement supply factory called Dugongo, located in Matitwini, a district of Maputo belonging to the Frelimo company SPI, created through a partnership with a Chinese company, is at 60 kilometers to Maputo. There, in the capital, cement is at about 500 to 600 meticash a bag, which is equivalent to $10. On the other hand, in Johannesburg, a city in South Africa at 600 kilometers away, the exact same 20 kg bag is being sold at 300 meticash, the equivalent of $5. How can you justify increasing the price of a necessary product in your own country for your own people, but only selling it at half in the neighboring one? That's what Mondlane is trying to solve. He's also proposing that basic products like rice, flour, and oil should be exempt from VAT to make life more affordable for everyday people. That's a practical solution to the rising cost of living. He's also looking at the big picture, like reducing corruption in public institutions. It's reality Mozambicans had to have faced at some point. Whether it's paying bribes or dealing with extortion from officials, Mondlane is calling for an end to all of that. And I think it's about time someone puts their foot down about it. He also wants to introduce a policy to remove school inscription fees from primary education, making education more accessible to all children, especially those from disadvantaged backgrounds. This initiative aimed to reduce financial barriers for families and increase school enrollment rates, promoting equal opportunities in education. Let's talk about the flag change. Yeah, you heard me. Mondlane is proposing a new national flag for Mozambique. The new design would get rid of the symbol of the weapon, which Mondlane says no longer reflects on the spirit of the country. In fact, there's already a design competition with over 3,000 proposals. That's a huge step towards creating a new identity for Mozambique. What do you think? A new flag? Symbolic, right? And there's another interesting one. Mondlane is proposing the direct election of bloc leaders. This means people could choose their own local leaders without political parties getting in the way. That's a major shift in how leadership is chosen, and it gives people more power in shaping their own communities. But wait, there's more. He's calling for the suspension of toll payments until roads are fixed and the end of predatory logging. Things like this really show his commitment to protecting both the people and the environment. And let's not forget about reducing electricity tariffs by 50%, a move that would make energy more affordable for households across the country. To wrap things up, Venancio Mondlane's 100-day plan isn't just about protest. It's about real, tangible solutions. It's a vision for a fairer, more just Mozambique. And he's ready to push all the government buttons to make it happen. Will these measures succeed? Well, that's up to a lot of factors, especially how the government responds. But one thing is clear. Mondlane is setting the stage for a conversation that's long overdue. Here's an interview I had with Zazi, a student in the French school in Mozambique. Hey Zazi, let me ask you a few questions about Mozambique. How have the recent protests and political tensions affected your daily life, both at school and at home?
So because of the recent protests and the political tensions that are happening in Mozambique, our school shut down and we were confined at home, which meant that I had to do my schooling from my phone, so on Zoom, and I couldn't see any of my friends for a long period of time or go out, even doing grocery shopping. So to buy food, we had to do it like when we would go buy, we would have to buy a lot because we would probably not be going in a long time. So it kind of looked like COVID, except sometimes you would hear noises, either of gunshots, helicopters. It's just a lot of noises around the streets or from afar. So people may be screaming, or at night they bang on their gates or on pots to make noise, some type of, some type of revolt. So yeah, but when the school was open, because there were maybe 1 or 2 days during the week where we would go back to school, we couldn't really tell because we were inside the building, but definitely on the way back home or even on the way to school, there was a lot of traffic since everybody was trying to get to their work very early or on time.
Have you noticed any discussions about politics in your school? How do students and teachers talk about the protests and the government?
So during the protests, the discussion was very present in school or with friends. It was the main subject, especially in Portuguese class. A lot of my friends who are Mozambican and who are more informed than I am and was talked a lot about it. They would share their political views and also so who they support, or for example, just how they personally feel about the situation and how it affected them and how it affected the people. So I find them they were very open-minded and they know each aspect of what was going on and they were very informed. So it wasn't like they weren't biased or it wasn't, they knew both sides of the story. So the discussions were always probably with the information was correct and it was always very interesting. But yes, it was a very current discussion.
Do you or your family feel safe during this period of unrest? Have there been any disruptions to business, transportation, or daily activities in your area?
Personally, my neighborhood is pretty secure, so I didn't feel unsafe. But sometimes if I would go to friends' houses, well, if I could and when I would, maybe I would feel slightly unsafe. But on my side of where I live, it was pretty safe, so it was okay. But when I was out of the country during the holidays and I was hearing all these horrible things happening, knowing my friends were still back here, I was very worried and I actually wanted to come back just so then I could, I don't know, be with them, you know? But yeah, and when it comes to transportation, as I said, there was a lot of traffic, and we barely used our car because we wouldn't go out. And family outside of Mozambique were very worried for us, but I'm only living here with my mother, so it was just the two of us, and we were worried of each other, but yeah.
All right, folks, that's all for today's episode of Global Groove. Do you think these measures can create real change, or do you think it's too ambitious? This is our last episode before this holiday. Hopefully, these facts will help you impress all those nosy family members. I'll be back on Monday, the 3rd of March. Make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFB Web Radio, and hit up our website at www.radiolfb.net. Don't forget to share your thoughts, and let's keep this conversation rolling. Keep that groove going, stay curious, and stay bold. Here's Jikeleza by Bongaziwe to start your last 3 days off right.
Quando le santa sa che se le quando è bella pambe quaco o bande tena luta ca bande tena ne tena ne na o bande tena luta. Oh, oh, tender lock, little, 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 little,